Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, and welcome to the Audio Time Capsule Announcement Special. I'm so bad at doing mini announcement things like this. I don't know how to start them. So let's just dive right in. Hello, hope you're doing well. Hope you're enjoying the series still. I'm over the moon with how they're coming out. And the positive reactions that you guys are giving me is really helping me through the long nights of editing. I just wanted to let you know two quick things that are happening for the show and a sort of update, because people in the Facebook group, which if you're not, you should definitely be in, as I'm going to start ramping up some extra content for that and little behind the scenes bits and all kinds of stuff like that. Basically, I was in touch with BBC, Radio 4 specifically, to develop this show into a show for them. As of a little while ago, I can't remember when it was, they got back to me and said the slate essentially didn't allow for more interview shows, it wasn't quite right for what they wanted, and we want to stay in touch, but we can't take it now. Totally understand on their point, that's their business choice, and that's fine. It's a little bit annoying and a letdown for me. However, one of the things that would have happened if the show had gone to them is I wouldn't have been front end of it. I wouldn't have been involved in it in the way that I am now. So slightly glad that that's not happening in that capacity, because I kind of didn't like the idea of giving up my baby. But I'm slightly unhappy with the fact that it's not going to go forward with them. However, every closed window is an open door, or something like that. You get my point. Every negative can become a positive eventually if you just persevere and see it through. The Acast podcast network got involved and in touch and said they love the idea. And as of about a week ago, they signed it. It was a very quick turnaround between the BBC saying no and Acast saying yeah. For those of you who don't know, Acast are a network of 800 content providers in the podcast sphere who basically are helped out by the company to both network with other shows to increase each other's audiences, but also get the word out about the host and the work they're doing through advertising spots on each other's shows, but also they help monetize podcasts. So what does that mean for you? In short, shows that I like on the Acast network might have short kind of plug spots, I suppose the best way of putting it. So if I picked, let's go with Unexplained podcast, because that's one I really like, and the host of that is already on the show in an episode in a couple of weeks. Say I said Unexplained podcast can just put a plug for their show in my show, not in the middle of it or anything, but they're able to just say, if you like mystery storytelling, you might enjoy this show, for example. They'll probably do it in a better way than I'm doing ad lib now. So the idea of this is that each show shares the audience with each other so that you can hear a sort of preview of the show, if that makes sense. It will make sense when they start coming through, essentially. But the idea is that I would be put on other people's bigger profiling shows to help the audience grow for this one. And the more the audience grows for this one, the more high profiling the guests can become for it, the better it becomes. That's exciting for me on a lot of different levels. I hope that's exciting for you, because it means that you'll be able to hear recommendations of shows that I think you'll also like based on your liking of this one. And also maybe a few curveballs. Beyond that, they're going to help me get advertisers for the show, which is something that I am... I've been doing podcasts for about 4 or 5 years now, and I am still a bit weird with advertising, but they are very supportive of the fact that, you know, I want to hear all the adverts before they go out. I want to make sure they're all relevant, and they're very, they're just really, really being amazing about it. So I'm less concerned as I was. That's kind of where we're at. You might start hearing adverts is what I'm saying. They'll all be relevant. They'll all be useful. They'll all be interesting to you and based on your listening habits and all that kind of stuff. The main reason for this is to kind of recoup some of the cost. As you can probably tell, this show has a lot of work going into it. Between two different interviews and the amount of effort that goes in, I lose about 2 days every time I make a podcast, and I make one every 2 weeks. So if you look at it in that capacity, I'm losing 2 days a week, essentially, because that's just the way it balances out. That's a lot of time, and at the moment, I don't have any patrons, and I've got zero donations for the show since starting. So it's just to help out with those. If you can help with donations and becoming a patron, please do. The links will be in the show notes. It all helps out. It's not looking like I'm going to be earning megabucks from adverts. It's not, you know, this is not me cashing in or anything like that. It's literally just covering some costs. And I'm excited about that, to be honest with you. I think if anyone, if I looked at this as like an internship, it kind of looks like they're now paying my travel, but I've got to still pay all the other costs. So, I thought I'd just tell you guys an update, what's happening with the BBC and what's happening with the show in general. I'm really excited about this. I'm really excited about the move forward into the rest of Series 1. And I have some adjustments that I'm making for Series 2, which I think are going to make the show a lot better. I feel like Series 2 is going to be just a more interesting experiment in this area. So thank you very much for listening. Please do continue to share the podcast and to tell friends about it, because ultimately that's the best way of getting the word out about this. Word of mouth is invaluable and unbuyable. So I just have to ask you to do that if you will. So thank you very much for taking part and spreading the word. Thank you very much for rating and donating if you do. I will see you all in about 10 days' time. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.